Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Halal Experience, where we're going to compare all the halal carts around NYU and see which one's the best. Today we got myself, Joel, and we got Gabriella and Sebastian. And
I'm no halal expert, but I think I made a pretty good choice for today.
All right, what about you, Gabriella?
Yeah, I mean, same here. I just go for whatever most of the time, so we'll see how the day goes.
All right, nice. I got one as well. Hopefully it's pretty good. We also do have a very special guest, and I would call himself the halal connoisseur and the expert, the one and only AJ.
Yeah, I eat halal every day of the hour at all the halal trucks you see at NYU Washington Square, and now I'm exploring the halal places in J Street now, since I'm here all the time, and I have a lot of things to say about the halal quality of our New York City. So yeah, let me put it this way: I'm the Gordon Ramsay of halal quality experience. If I haven't eaten your halal, it doesn't deserve to be eaten. All right, let's get to it.
All right, Sebastian, do you want to go first and what you brought to the table?
This is coming straight from Union Square.
Wow.
The Halal Kitchen. It's like right at the corner where the Popeyes is.
Dude, that
already off to a bad start. It is actually...
All right, dude, that green sauce, bro, that looks like a leprechaun. I'm not gonna...
Yeah, it looks like a leprechaun got crushed in that aluminum foil bag. Like an alien just flew down and just...
There it is.
Oh, damn. All right. Why do you like this place? I mean, apart from it being green.
I did not get the green sauce last time. First things first, I did not know it was that neon green. But they also have an option for like spicy rice on top of the hot sauce.
I see. All right.
There you go.
What about you? What do you think, Gabriella, from the first visual?
So, visually, I don't know what to say. It's like watching a car crash in slow motion, sadly.
That's, yeah. I mean, Sebastian, you did tell me this was your top choice, and I'm trying to defend you here, man. You're my friend. I'm trying to defend you here, but...
Well, you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, right?
It's okay, because I am.
Right.
I should just... It's not
good. You got the, what, spicy...
I did not get spicy rice.
Oh, no, spicy rice.
It's just normal dryer.
Screens. I mean, if the viewers could see this right now, how would you describe it, AJ?
I actually wish the viewers don't see this. It looks like the Hulk just smashed its body and skin all over this.
I like it.
You like it? Okay, yeah, all right. I'm going to try it now.
It doesn't taste bad.
All right. Well, this is... Technically, this ain't chicken over rice. This is a gyro, or what we like to say,
shawarma.
Did you plan that?
We did not. I do like the green sauce, surprisingly.
Yeah,
it is spicy. Like, it gives you like a sucker punch.
Oh yeah.
It's not there until it's there. You know.
Mm-hmm. Like the Hulk.
Yeah.
Just like the Hulk.
Why don't you try it?
Spicy. Good though.
See, I told you, like, you don't think it's spicy till it like, kind of sucker punches you.
Well, AJ?
Yeah, now it's time for an expert.
Oh, yeah, the expert review. Well,
that's
there
what
we
the
go.
Expert
yeah,
says.
Yeah. All right, he picked the driest piece of lamb I could see.
The shawarma gets a 2 Michelin star out of 3 for me.
Oh! Okay. Are we rating by Michelin stars now?
I am. Mm-hmm. That's what someone needs to.
I thought we should rate them by. I don't know, on a scale of...
Who's the guest?
All right. I mean, this being a halal experience, I would thought, you know, we'll have some sort of halal themed scale. Yeah, but all right, we go with the expert. Right.
It was pretty good. I was a little bit distraught by the image when you first opened it.
The greenness.
Like, it cannot be understated by how atrocious it just looks opening it up again.
It is lacking in lettuce. I do like my... shawarma with more veggies in him.
What do you guys think?
Well, before we go to closing thoughts,
we got try the other one.
This is at J Street. Mm. This is my dude. His name is Abdul. He has a shawarma cart at Willoughby. Really freaking good. It's right between the Panda Express and the Burger King. You'll see it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what he does to his chicken, man. He marinates it so well. It smells looks and tastes amazing. Okay. And the best part, it's only $7. What do you guys think visually?
Damn, that looks good.
Okay, yeah, you just compare them side by side.
Like, now that's a green sauce. Look at it. It's like, yeah. It's not like, you know, Hulk green. it's like a nature green, you know, like something I would see out in the forest. Right. We got Sebastian and Gabriella going in first. All right.
Damn.
Check it out.
Thank you. I think you might put me on to a new lunch spot.
Hey, I told you, man. This guy's amazing. And the best part, he threw in a free Coke today because it's Diwali.
Did I see a smile on Sebastian's face?
I've been smiling this genuine whole time.
I think I just shattered Sebastian's whole worldview on the halal experience. I'm not going to lie.
That's made with love.
True love, man. True love. He was congratulating me on making this podcast because I told him that we were going to make this podcast with him. And he's like, yeah. I'm going to make it with a little extra something. And ba-bam, that's it.
Ladies, gentlemen, and everyone in between, we got ourselves a first 3-star Michelin halal experience right here. It's akin to a nice Texas steak, sauce they put on that.
Okay.
I've seen these flashbacks of myself in the ranch eating rocks.
Eating rocks?
I mean, are rocks halal?
Rocks are not halal. All
right. What about you, Gabriella? What do you?
I think we have an all around very solid choice from Joel.
I guess that brings us to the end, and this has been the halal experience. And next episode, we might have a new guest speaker. Thank you, AJ, and
thanks for coming in, AJ.
Thanks. Never invite me again.
I guess we'll catch you at the next halal truck.